4th of July Food Safety. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. This 4th of July holiday, whether it's grilling, smoking, or even pit roasting, the same food safety rules apply, including internal temperatures for cooking meat. Rod Baines has the story.
Outdoor cooking is very much an enjoyable part of the summer experience. Diane Vann of USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline says there is the traditional method of cooking over the grill. And while a backyard chef's choice of wood, charcoal, or gas fuel will determine the taste in part, meats cooked in any of these styles must be checked to assure minimum internal temperatures that would kill all foodborne bacteria and illnesses.
Using a meat thermometer to determine the internal temperature of the meat is vital. You want to make sure that you know what the internal temperature of the meat is.
So for review, most cuts of meat should have a minimum internal temperature of 145 degrees Fahrenheit when cooked. Hamburgers and all pork cuts should reach 160 degrees. And all poultry, such as chicken, should have a minimum temperature of 165 degrees. And then there are those big gatherings, like community celebrations or large family and group events, where pit roasting come into play. Vann says patience is required for this kind of preparation and cooking, usually taking hours.
It's going to take approximately 20 pounds of charcoal in the large pit that you're going to be using. Ignite it and then let the charcoal burn until it gets about an ash gray. Then you can put a wire over the top and put the pig on the wire. It should be about 13 or 14 inches from the charcoal. And then close the lid if it has a lid or encase it. And the temperature inside that pit should remain at about 225 degrees. You want to make sure you allow about an hour for every 10 pounds of pig.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.
So no matter what you're eating this holiday, make sure you cook it thoroughly. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.